Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Hello, lucky girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have you guys here. I have missed you guys so much. We took like 2 weeks off, and let me tell you, hold on to your horses, guys, because I literally have gone through the most insane 2 weeks of my life, the most insane 2 weeks of this year. And the universe, I feel like the time I took off, the universe was like, okay, well, obviously we need to stack up on what to talk about on the podcast. So I feel like left and right, things are getting thrown my way. And every single time something happened, I was like, this is going to be great on the podcast. Like my lucky girls are going to be so excited and giddy to hear the things that I went through. But before we get into what I've been going through, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, stay up to date on everything Lucky Girl. It is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That's going to be LuckyGirlPod. Once again, that is Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on everything that I'm doing. Guys, I'm just going to say this right now. I have been living such a crazy life and I have been just going through some stuff and I am so excited to share my life with you guys. I've been on my YouTube game. I've been on my TikTok game. I know a lot of you guys are here from TikTok. So once again, hello, my sunshines. But if you would like to follow my Instagram, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is LexiGPrieto. And the great thing about my social medias, and I got really lucky, is that all my social media handles are the exact same. Lexi G Prieto. So if you want to find me on YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, that's pretty much it. It's going to be Lexi G Prieto. But if you don't want to have to search in all the search bars, you can go to my Instagram. I have a Beacons link and it'll take you directly to all of my social media platforms, which is so, so, so cool. So now that we have the social medias out of the way, once again, welcome. I'm so happy to have you guys here. If you are new to the podcast, hi, I'm Lexi. I am the creator and host of the Lucky Girl Podcast, and my sole purpose in life is to make sure that you have a good life, and we are together creating our dream lives. I'm 22, I live in California, and my entire purpose of my life has been to create the life that I dream and desire. And that's kind of what this episode is about. And this is why I was so excited to record this episode as the second to last episode of the year, because in the beginning of the year, we had an episode called Planning Out the Lucky Girl Agenda for 2024. And the Lucky Girl Agenda was basically everything we want to manifest and create this year. So welcome to 54, manifesting versus action, how to bring your Pinterest board to life. So second to last episode, I was like, okay, let's use refresher because now we're going into 2025 and we have a lot to talk about. We are creating the formula, the undeniable catch-all of how to create your dream life next year. So we do something called the Lucky Girl segments at the top of every single episode. The reason that we do the Lucky Girl segments is so you feel a little bit closer to me, because I love listening to podcasts where I feel like I am best friends with the podcaster. I feel like this is just a car talk. We're talking with a best friend, catching up. And honestly, like, I just love that energy. I love that vibe. And that is exactly what the Lucky Girl vibe is besties for the resties. So the Lucky Girl segments are as follows. We do the weekly recap, just everything that I've been going through for the past week or past 2 weeks if I take a week off, which I did, so I have so much to catch you guys up on. And then we have the Lucky Girl obsessions, the things that I'm very obsessed with, things I'm grateful for. And then the very last one is the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment. It is where I deep dive into the past week, past 2 weeks, and I pick something that has just made me feel the most lucky in the world. So let's start off with our weekly recap. Guys. Okay. So I can't remember the last time I spoke to you guys. I think I might have told you guys about my Friendsgiving. If I didn't, I had a Friendsgiving with some of my friends. It was so much fun. I felt so beautiful. I loved my outfit. It's on Instagram. And I have just been out on the town with my friends lately, which has been something that is very rare for me. I used to be the most socially anxious person you have ever met. last year into the beginning of this year, I literally hung out with nobody. I didn't want to do anything. I got invited out. I would say no, thank you. I would be at home with a book chilling. But this past few months, I'd say probably the past 5 months, with the new friends I'm making, also with like who I've become in my life and the confidence that I've gained, I have been ready to go out on the town and hang out with the girlies. So I've had a couple friend dates. I've hung out with a couple people. We've gone to dinner. We've had fun. And honestly, it's making me realize how important relationships are. And last episode that we did was The Art of Sun Catching, all about forming healthy relationships. And I've loved that I'm able to implement some of the things we talked about in that episode in my friendships. And it's been so, so, so fun. I feel like I really started fresh with a lot of my friendships where we've had like a good talk and we were like, okay, we owe each other nothing, but we are lucky to have each other in our lives. And you know that trend that's going around that's like, we listen and we don't judge. That's literally how I've been feeling in all of my friendships, is like, we listen and we don't judge. And the reason we're here for each other is to be a soundboard and just a hand to hold throughout this life. So it's been so nice. I feel like all of my friendships have been so genuine, and it's just been a really, really good past couple months. I will say, however, and this is the next one I wanted to talk about in my weekly recap, is Mercury was in retrograde. And let me tell you guys, as a Leo rising and Mars retrograding in Leo as well, I don't know why in my head I was like, oh, for sure nothing's gonna happen to me. Like, for sure I'm fine. Every time Mercury goes into retrograde, nothing really happens. Like, I'm chilling, guys. I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. So much happened to me. And the big thing, the bold text you get when Mercury is in retrograde, you get this alert that says, don't text your ex, because, you know, people come back in retrogrades. And that is exactly what happened to me. I didn't reach out to anybody. Let's start there. I have been so good in my mental health. I've been so good in choosing myself first. But if you are longtime listeners of the podcast, and I know you guys are squealing right now, if you're a longtime listeners of the podcast, you know, last October, I went through something very, very heartbreaking. I went through a whole ordeal, a whole breakup, if you can even call it that. Let me stop beating around the bush. I had coffee with an ex. I know, guys. I had coffee with an ex the other day. Not only did I have coffee with the ex, I had coffee with the ex best friend, which is also her girlfriend now. So let me just say, let me defend myself, okay? I know you guys are literally screaming right now, Lexi, why would you do that? And I was screaming at myself too, okay? I feel so healed and resolved from that situation that happened in October. It took me months, and I mean months, to feel that I was healed from it. And obviously healing isn't linear. Some days would hurt more than others. And then it really just took me to start creating my dream life and start choosing myself more than anybody and stop living in spite of people and just kind of live indifference to them and have the realization that like they will always be characters in my past, but that doesn't mean they have to be in my future. In order to really heal from that situation. So I began working on myself this past year. I began turning into somebody that I was proud of, that, you know, I honestly didn't even think about them. Like, they stopped becoming people that I was like, I need to prove something to them. You know, I was like, no, they have no purpose in my life. So I need to prove to myself. So it took me a long time to get there, right? Last month, I got a text message from a random area code number that I was like, this looks really familiar. Like, whose number is this? Cause I deleted their numbers. I blocked the ex-best friend. Like, I had no way of contacting them, and that's exactly what I wanted. It was from the ex, and it was the best friend / girlfriend texting from her phone being like, it's been a year since everything happened. I was just wondering how you feel about it. This is the funniest part. She was like, I was just wondering how you feel about it. If you feel as though you owe me some sort of apology, like whatever, like continuing on, just basically being like, I feel like I'm owed something out of this. of course, I ignored it. I was like, okay, girl, like, if you know the situation, you know, the best friend did me dirty, got with the ex, actively pursuing the ex while me and her were together or whatever you call situationship. And the whole text was like, I feel like I deserve an apology, because you knew that I liked her, which I will say I did know she liked her, but I liked her as well. But anyways, I digress. So in this text, it was literally like, I feel like I'm owed something. And I was like, okay, like, I'm just going to ignore it. I don't know why they're reaching out to me after an entire year. Like, I've done my self work. Obviously, sometimes it still hurts when it gets brought up because I just feel sad for the Lexi that went through that. But I was like, they're not in my life. I don't care. So I put my phone down. I deleted the text after I sent it to my best friend, of course. I deleted the text and I went on with my life, you know? It literally was like an entire week. I was just like, I'm not worried about it, like not stressed at all. And then I was at the gym and one of my hot girl hobbies at the gym is I read on the treadmill and I'm reading this book called The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weiss that I've talked about so, so, so much. And it's how to turn self-sabotage into self-mastery. And in the book, she was talking about how we run away from things that are hard because we are scared, but the things that are difficult are the things that help us grow. And the first thing that popped into my brain was these two people in my life, right? I feel as though after all that happened, I literally like cut and ghost and I literally had nothing to do with them after, you know, the first maybe 2 months of the breakup, like when we tried to be friends. I blocked their numbers, enjoyed my summer, left them alone. But I do think that I had a lot of things that I still had that were in my brain that was like, I wish I could say this. You know, I wish she knew this. I wish she knew that I was incredibly sorry for how I treated her. And like, I wish they knew this. So at the gym, I'm like on the treadmill. Literally, I put my book down and I was just kind of staring off into the space and I was like, I'm going to text them back. So I texted them back. I was like, I feel as though communication is not really important. I think that I have moved on from this situation. I wish you genuinely the best. Of course, I apologize for my part in all this. I wish you guys the best life. And I just think that the closure that we deserved came in the realization that we are just not good for each other. We are not good friends to each other. And that's okay. Just because we are not good people to each other doesn't mean that we're not good people, period. And we made mistakes, but I feel as though there's really nothing to come of this. Like, our friendship is gone and it will never be again, you know? So it was a very kind and straight to the point text message where I was just like, I wish you the best, but I wish you the best far away from me, essentially. I got a text back that was like, you got it. I'm so glad to know that you're healing. And this is from the ex, right? She was like, you got it. I'm so glad to know you're healing. Like, goodbye. I wish you the best. That's it. Cool. Deleted her number again. I moved on with my life. 2 weeks later, I get another text from the same area code number. And I was like, this looks familiar. It's the ex again, guys. It's the ex again. And it is her giving me her girlfriend's number, being like, just in case you wanted to reach out. And then the funniest part is she, like, underneath it, she was like, please block me at this point because I hate this just as much as you probably do. So basically what was happening was the girlfriend wasn't ready to move on from this, right? The ex was very much so. And she was like, please leave me out of this. But the only way that they could communicate with me was through the ex's number, because I had blocked the best friend. So she was like, here's her number just in case. And this is when it kind of broke me. I was like, what do I have to do to get them to just leave me alone? Like, I wish them the best, but I wish them the best far away from me. I don't want anything to do with them. I want to genuinely move on from this. I feel healed. I feel resolved. I've done my self work. Like, I wish them the best. And I mean that truly, but how do I just move on from this? And the answer came in finally just giving the best friend what she wanted, because since the end of this, I have set a firm boundary with them that's like, I do not want communication. I want to be left alone. I wish you the best. Goodbye. And the ex has always, always respected that, for the most part, has respected that and not reached out to me. The best friend, however, literally could not respect that, and over and over and over again tried to text me or we would see each other out and she would try to have these conversations that I just wasn't ready for, you know? So I was like, the only way to get this to be completely and utterly over is by just giving this to her, you know, just letting her have this. So I texted the ex-best friend and I was like, would you like to meet for matcha tomorrow? She was like, thank you for finally deciding to meet with me. Like, I would like that. Is it okay if she comes as well? And I was like, it's up to her, like whatever she wants to do. I feel as though she and I are incredibly resolved, but if she would like to be a part of the conversation, absolutely. Come the next day, we go, we meet for coffee. It is very awkward in the beginning. I am trying to break the ice. I am trying to be like, this was not on my 2024 bingo card, like making jokes. Set our piece. I apologize. We got everything we needed to get out. Crazy hour and a half of my life. Absolutely bonkers. We said, we're agreed. We're never going to talk to each other. I wish you the best in life. Like, but no more texting back and forth. I had told him, I was like, is it best if I just block both of your numbers just so we don't do this again? And like, we move on with our lives. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So I get in my car. And I go to drive to work, straight to work, because I had set time aside for them and it kind of went over, but I was like, whatever. I get a text from the same area code number and it was the ex. Basically, she literally wrote like almost verbatim, sorry about all of that. Thank you for coming to talk to her. Take care. So it was just so funny because the entire coffee meet, the ex kept on kind of apologizing for the best friend's behavior because she knew she was being so like petty and passive aggressive. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And then the next day I was like, keeping with my word, I'm going to be blocking your number. I wish you the best in life. Goodbye. So that is the end of this saga. And I hope, and I really, really hope that for the rest of the Lucky Girl podcast, for the rest of my life, this will be the end of this saga. So everyone say thank you and goodbye to the October mess that I went through. That is also what I did this week. The last thing is really quickly, I did some resets. I have been resetting my life. I have been resetting my room. I have been gearing up for this 2025 version of myself that I'm so excited to share with you guys. That was such a long weekly recap. So I am going to speed run the Lucky Girl obsessions. The first one is self-work. I have been loving journaling, doing my shadow work, you know, planning out things, feeling like my best self, reading. I've been reading so much. And then my second Lucky Girl obsession is Enchanted Coffee. And Enchanted Coffee is a coffee chain in Southern California where I live. They have the best matcha latte I've ever had in my entire life. Every single week I go to Enchanted and I plan out this week's episode. I plan out what my life is going. Like, I just plan out everything. Speed running too. What has made me feel lucky this week? What has made me feel lucky actually has to do with the ex. I felt so lucky to reminisce on this year's growth because as I was having this conversation with the ex and the ex best friend, we're just going to call this the blast from the past. As I was having this conversation with the blast from the past, I was listening to them talk. I was listening to the best friend talk and I was just realizing, I was like, this person is angry at a version of myself that I no longer am. Like, she is expecting something from someone I no longer am. I am a completely different person. I've grown and changed and transformed into someone that I'm so proud of. And this entire conversation, I was like, she's having this conversation with somebody that I am not anymore, you know? And I just thought it was really insane. And then after the blast from the past, I was journaling and I was thinking about it and I was like, I am so proud of myself for the person I've become this year and the way I was able to handle, you know, somebody essentially like attacking me for an hour and a half and being very passive aggressive, the way I was able to handle it and leave with grace and still genuinely be like, I wish you the best and mean it. I was like, oh, not to toot my own horn, but Lexi, you are doing amazing. You are becoming someone you are proud of. And I was like, this is great. So that is what has made me feel lucky. Long-winded Lucky Girl segments, but I am so ready to get into this episode. Guys, I am your fairy godmother for all things dream life. I am ready to help you guys absolutely transform your life and create your dream life. So here we are. Welcome to episode 54, Manifestation versus Action, how to bring your Pinterest board to life. Okay, guys, getting into manifestation versus action. I wanted to say, in order to live out your Pinterest board, two things have to happen. This is a twofold process. So in the first part, manifestation. We have talked about this before. If you've never heard of manifestation or you have heard of it, but you don't really know how to do it, I'm going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to manifest your dream life. And then the second fold is action. We know what we know what to do for manifestation. We know what to write out. Now it is time to act on it. So we are going to start out with manifestation. Manifestation comes from inner world work. So Lexi, what is inner world? So inner world is your mind and your soul. It is what we think. It is what we feel. It is where we're tethered. So inner world work. First, you have to start with your mind and your soul. So the first thing I need you to do is I want you to get concrete on what you want in this life. And this is going to be something that is going to take a long time from you. And it is something that could change daily. And that is completely okay. I don't want you to write what career you want. I don't want you to write what body weight you want or what boyfriend you want or what you want your hair color to be. I want you to write what feelings you want in this life. For me, I have always been drawn to the word muse. I want to be a muse. I want to inspire people. That word inspire, that is what I am concrete on. That no matter how I look, no matter who's in my life, no matter what career I have, I want to inspire people. So take the time, really get concrete on what you want out of this life. If what you want out of this life is to enjoy, that is your word, then enjoy it. If what you want is to experience, then experience it. If what you want is to care, then care for it. I just want you to get very, very concrete on it. With no boundaries, no red lights, nothing to stop you, I want you to create the baseline of what you want. So don't think of like, well, I want to be a teacher, but I have no tools for that. So maybe I'm not going to be a teacher. I want you to imagine your life as though there are no red lights. There is nothing stopping you. It is just go, go, go. The universe is on your side and in your favor, and literally anything that you want, the universe makes happen. So I want you to take the time, really think about that. I'll give you my example. So, for example, I crave success and acknowledgement. But the reason I crave success and acknowledgement is because at my baseline, I want validation that I'm doing what I'm meant to do in this life. And what I'm meant to do in this life is to inspire. Remember that word, inspire, my big word. So I crave success and acknowledgement because at my baseline, I want validation that I'm doing what I'm meant to do in this life. Underneath the baseline, underneath the underneath is that the baseline is the foundation that I, and just myself, I am the only one who can tell me if I'm doing it right or wrong. This is called the self-assurance compass. So once you figure out your word, what you want to live, what you want in this life, right? You figure out your word. I want you to think about no boundaries, no red lights, the baseline of what you want. I want success and acknowledgement, but the reason I want it is because I want to be shown that I am inspiring people. I'm doing my job. So underneath the baseline of that is that I need to be self-assured that I am doing my job. I cannot be craving outer world validation with all this inner world stuff that I need to do. So it is time to get into our self-assurance compass. Lexi, what is a self-assurance compass? First of all, what is self-assurance? Self-assurance is something that I have been working on this entire year. What it is essentially is having absolute undeniable truths about yourself. You know, there within this world of social media and this day and age where a lot of what we desire is outer world. We want someone to validate us that we're pretty enough. We want someone to validate us that we're working hard enough. We love a good moment when people are like, you are doing the damn thing, work. And like, obviously, that feels good, right? But a lot of the times, it feels good because we're lacking something and somebody is telling us what we have. So, self-assurance is gaining that within yourself, is figuring out that I don't need other people to tell me what I have and what I don't have because I'm assured of what I have and don't have. And this, once again, is a very, 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 very long journey. It is going to take so much time for you to get there. And I'm not even fully there yet. It is going to take being consciously aware of who you are. So for me, something that I've been working on with self-assurance is I have three words that I'm like, I am complete and absolutely sure of within myself. I am so sure that I am pretty, that I am kind, and that I'm compassionate. And I say this over and over again because those big three things are things that I've spent my entire life letting other people tell me what I was. I never felt pretty because, you know, there's been stories in my past where I just haven't felt pretty and people have told me that. There are times where I haven't felt very kind because I have acted in a way I'm not proud of, or I wasn't ready to be who I am now. And there have been times where I'm not very compassionate, and there has been times where I'm just like, you know, not understanding or patient with people. So with who I am now, all the self-work I've done, where I am at now, I know undeniably and truthfully that if you know me as a person, you know that I am pretty, kind, and compassionate. That is an undeniable truth that nobody can ever take away, because it is something that I know I work on. It is something that I know I show up for and I take the time for. So I want you to find your baseline and then find your foundation of your baseline as well. Moving on, I want you to create the outline of who you are, then piece by piece dissect and deconstruct the why you want to become this. So I'll give you the example. On all of my Pinterest boards, there is a girl in a very cute workout set in a Pilates room teaching a class, right? So obviously, one of the side quests in my life is I would love to be a spin instructor or a Pilates instructor or a fitness instructor of any way. And when you look at that picture, you're like, okay, she wants to have a toned body. She wants to, you know, teach people. She wants to, like, her main source is fitness. Let's deconstruct the why I want all of this, okay? The toned body. I want the toned body not because I want to live up to societal standards, even though that used to be something I wanted. I want the toned body because I know working out and moving my body and doing Pilates and doing spin makes me feel so good. And it's not even makes me feel good in my outer world. It makes me feel great on my inner world. It is a way to relieve my anxiety. It is a way to relieve whenever I have depressive episodes. It is a way to heal my mental health and balance it and help me feel on top of the world. The reason I work out is not to change my body, is not to become the mold of what society deems as beautiful. It is to heal my inner self. And that's why I read on the treadmill, and that's why I do things that make me feel good. And if I'm not feeling like doing a spin class, I'll do the Stairmaster. And if I'm not feeling that, I'll do yoga. And if I'm not feeling yoga, I'll sit in the ballet studio and stretch. And like, whatever it is, I listen to my body. I tune in. So deconstructing the why I want to be a fitness instructor is many, many things. It makes me feel good. I'm inspiring people. I am living up to exactly what I want to do in life. So I want you to take the time while you're creating your Pinterest board, while you're creating your inner world work, your base and your foundation of what all this means to you. I want you to create the outline of who you are and then piece by piece deconstruct the why you want to become this person. Moving on to the next one, manifestation versus action. Let's talk about action. Let's talk about why action is so important. And the reason it's a twofold process, and you can't have one without the other. You cannot create your dream life if you're just manifesting, look, universe, please give me this, and then not acting on it, because they come together. And this is the reason they work. First, you have to manifest because you have to believe it. You have to have it in your inner world, and your inner world shines through your outer world. So let's talk about action. Next step, outer world. So we have the idea of what we want. Now it's time to make it a reality. I want to talk about something that is so important in order to creating actions. I know we get really frustrated, and this is a very human thing. I know we get incredibly frustrated when it is taking so long to get to where we want to go. And we just want to all at once throw things at a canvas and hope what we want sticks. However, how to create your dream life and how to make your Pinterest board your reality is something called micro habit stacking. And the way we do this, and Brianna Weiss says it very beautifully. I don't have the book on me, but she explains it very beautifully. 10 out of 10 would recommend reading the book, The Mountain Is You. But essentially she talks about how doing one thing every single day until it becomes a habit, and then doing another thing every single day until that becomes a habit. That is how you create your dream life. So for example, say I want to meditate. I want to get really, really good at meditating. Instead of just throwing myself into 30 full minutes of meditation, I'm going to meditate for 2 minutes a day, right? And maybe I can't even do 2 minutes. Maybe I'm like, okay, let's start at 1 minute. Whatever it is that you feel as though you can do, do it in your wheelhouse. What if it's 30 seconds? That is fine. Do whatever it is in your wheelhouse, but make time for it. Create a pattern within it, you know? Meditate for a minute every single day. Once that week is up or 2 weeks is up of you meditating every single day, you will notice yourself being like, maybe I can do 2 minutes today. Maybe I have a lot to think about. And you do 2 minutes. And then eventually you get to that 5 minute mark, you get to that 10 minute mark. And then whenever you feel as though you're like, I am achieving exactly what I want from this, you will create that habit. That habit is formed, you know? And that is very, very nice. For me personally, a habit that I've created this past year that I did not have last year is making breakfast for myself. And I used to be somebody who never ate breakfast. I would be a lunch and dinner type person, would just get on like with my day, never make breakfast. But the end of last year into the beginning of this year, I was like, I feel as though my body needs more fuel, especially with me working out more. I was like, I need to make breakfast. So I wake up at 8:30 every morning. I do my morning meditation. I do what I need to do. And then I go downstairs and I make breakfast. And then this breakfast, I have always pretty much made the same thing. But when I had first started doing this, started creating the habit, I would make something really, really easy. You know, I would make Greek yogurt with granola, you know, a 2 minute process of making food. And then I would eat it and then I would go to the gym and I'm like, or I would go about my day. And I did this habit every single day until I was like, you know what I'm actually craving? I think I'm craving scrambled eggs today. So let me make scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs is kind of a lengthier process. It's not super long, but it's longer than Greek yogurt. I make scrambled eggs and then I eat that and then I go about my day. A month later, I'm like, you know what? I've been loving these scrambled eggs. Let me cut up some avocado and then toast a bagel and then add all this together. You know, it might take longer, but like, you know, I'm really fueling my body in this. Until I've created this habit, this routine of choosing foods and making breakfast that is the best for me, that is fuel for my body. And it started off really slow. And then now I literally have a full breakfast routine where I make my scrambled eggs, avocado on sourdough. I will make fruit sometimes, you know, I will, you know, do whatever I have to do. And it's this habit that I've created. So I want you to take the time to learn habit stacking. Now that you have the outline of who you want to be, who you want to become, think of the habits that that person will have. Maybe it's going to the gym, moving your body, or it's journaling, or it's reading, or it's making time for your friends. Start slow, but start taking these actionable steps to become that person. Also, it is time to think about mindset shifts. I put this in the action side instead of the inner world because mindset shifts are something that are actionable. Start thinking that you are deserving of becoming this person. Stop thinking that because you did a bad thing or you went through something hard or whatever, that you're not deserving of this, because you are. You absolutely are. So I also want you to work on mindset shifts. To end this out, I want you to really focus into creating these actions. You have to be devoted rather than dedicated. So for devotion, you have to love the things you do. It will never be sustainable if you're trying to become a person that you just simply are not. You're trying to become this person that everybody else wants you to be, but you're not devoted to it. You don't love it. I want you to be devoted, devoted, devoted. I want you to want to do this. I want you to be in love with it. And if you start habit stacking and you start realizing, I don't really like this, I'm not enjoying this, then you are all good to stop. You are all good to create a new habit, to create something else. It is up to you what you want to create. Choose the hard things. Choose things that are going to take time, that are going to be kind of difficult to work through, because I promise you, they will always be fruitful in the end. So, to end this out, manifestation and action go hand in hand together. It is a twofold process. Manifestation is something that you have to really, really really dive deep into who you want to become in your soul, in your mind, what you think that your purpose in this life is. And action is all about making it happen. This twofold process happens together. They have to be hand in hand in order for you to create your dream life. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you took something from this. Thank you for listening to me gab for the first like 20 minutes. I love you guys so, so, so much. I am so happy. And especially with this end of the year and me being reminiscent on how we've grown this year and what we've been through. I adore our community so much. I'm so proud of who we've become. Make sure you are leaving a 5-star rate and review on this podcast and sharing it with all of your friends so we can all be lucky girls together. A friendly reminder, follow me on social medias. I am always on there. I am chronically online. I will see you next Sunday with a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Have the best week of your life and remember to always, always, always stay lucky.